And for you science buffs, it is now possible to get a closer look at the early sketches of DNA molecules. As of today, some of Francis Crick's private papers and drawings will be available online. Francis Crick and James Watson won the Nobel Prize in 1962 for their discovery of the DNA double helix. Until now, one had to travel to London's Wellcome Library, which owns Crick's papers, to glimpse that material. Now, an extensive selection from the library's collection is available online. That's the result of a collaboration between the Wellcome Library and the National Library of Medicine in Bethesda, Maryland. Joining us now is Walter Hickel. He's a science historian at the National Library of Medicine and worked with the Wellcome Library to make the information available. He joins us now from his office in Bethesda. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
What will we find online?
We will find a selection from the extensive papers of Francis Crick at the Wellcome Library, about 400 items altogether, 300 of them letters written by Crick and to him over the course of his scientific career of 50 years from such other luminaries and noted scientists as Sidney Brenner, Rosalind Franklin, Linus Pauling, and of course James Watson. We have about 44 letters between Crick and Watson documenting what is perhaps the most famous collaboration in science. There are also laboratory notebooks, drafts of lectures, photographs, really a wide range of documents.
And why did the library decide to do this?
The National Library of Medicine has a website called Profiles in Science, on which we create digital archives from the papers of famous scientists, including Linus Pauling, Barbara McClintock, Joshua Lederberg, also leaders in public health, such as the former Surgeon General, C. Everett Koop, and Francis Crick, as one of the most famous biologists of the 20th century, was an obvious candidate for creation of such a digital archive. So we contacted the Wellcome Library about a couple of years ago. This project has been about a year in the making, and they agreed to this collaboration.
So now, if we go online, are we going to see sort of the original doodle, the kind of the rough sketch of the famous helix?
We will see one a drawing of the double helix in Crick's hand that was done in a loose sheet in one of his notebooks. We see drafts of his and Watson's famous 1953 article in Nature announcing their model of the double helix of DNA. We see later published iterations of their model. We then see his work of many years on the genetic code. Which is something that many people do not know. He was instrumental in cracking the code, establishing that it was a triplet code. There are many attempts of his to figure out the coding ratio and so forth, which can be seen on the site.
You talked about the famous collaboration between Watson and Crick. There is some controversy about a third member of that collaboration, or a third collaborator, Rosalind Franklin, whose name you did mention. Tell us a little about her.
Well, Rosalind Franklin was a scientist at King's College in London, who at the same time as Watson and Crick was working on the physical structure of DNA, trying to resolve the structure by taking X-ray photographs of the DNA molecule, and she achieved what were at the time the best, the highest resolution images of DNA. Watson and Crick drew on her evidence in putting together their model of the structure. They drew on her evidence without her direct knowledge, and
without giving her much credit.
They gave her what is certainly today recognized as too little credit. That is quite clear. It should be said that there are sometimes people believe that they almost did this, you know, that they used her evidence, evidence illicitly, you know, that they got to it by, you know, in the by subterfuge. That is not true. She actually shared her evidence with Crick. There is on the site a comment that Crick makes to her on her evidence.
So it's mostly about how much credit she got for the discovery. Tell us briefly where we can find the site. Where's the site?
The site is at profiles.nlm.nih.
All right.
And
go ahead.
And it is of course also available through the website of the Wellcome Library in London now.
And we'll link it to ours as well. Thank you very much, Walter Hickel.
Thank you.
Science historian at the National Library of Medicine in Bethesda, worked at the Wellcome Library, worked with them to make portions of Francis Crick's private papers available online, and joined us from his office in Bethesda, Maryland. As we say, we'll put a link to Crick's papers at our website at npr.org.